This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two. And this is Rich Sheepin from Montana sitting in for Vincent today. And as I usually do during the break, that's why I'm a little out of breath. I'm running around the cabin doing chores. And, okay, now I'm sitting down. you get a little out of breath when you get into your 60s. Even though I identify as 29, that's just the way it works, unfortunately. All right, folks, I'm going to finish up articles on election fraud. I'll bet you I've given just little old me myself since the election of 2020. I bet I've given at least 2,600, 2,700 articles on election fraud, voter fraud, and foreign interference. And it's amazing how these government workers don't do their job. It's amazing how they collect a paycheck and don't do their job. I mean, government work is really a welfare program right now, folks. It's really bad. Okay, moving on, because of time. Wisconsin investigator discovers ease of harvesting election ballots online. It's nothing short of shocking, unquote. It's a cheater's dream. This is unbelievable. Anything goes. And right before the break at the end of the first hour, I talked about how they're mobilizing trucks to create more election fraud. Unbelievable. There's no accountability. There's not anything. It's unbelievable. And Biden, he's creating a permanent U.S. Postal Service division to deliver and return ballots in U.S. elections. Let's talk about the U.S. Postal Service, 60,000 of them. Remember how they got exempt from the jab? Do you remember all of the articles, countless articles, that I talked about with the U.S. Postal Service being involved in voter fraud and election fraud from the 2020 election? What do you think is going to happen here, folks? What do you think is going to happen here? People, we literally have Joe Biden scuttling the country, making us weaker with no accountability across the board. And that includes our military, especially our military. Okay, next, evidence uncovered that election county clerk in New Mexico falsified pre-election machine certification records. Can you please tell me, people, with all this evidence, all the proof, all the facts, all the truth, how this election has not been decertified? Is there anybody in government doing their freaking job? Please. I really want to know that. All you do is go after the little guy. When you don't stand for principle and you don't stand for the rule of law, equal law for everybody, you're not doing your job. Next, 83% of Americans concerned about election integrity in midterm elections and 75% concerned about cheating. Keep in mind, when you get reports, when you get polls, they still sell the narrative. They don't give you the truth. They sell to you what they want you to believe. But still, 83% are concerned about election integrity. I'm surprised how it's not 100%. Next, Michigan rhinos. And stop calling them rhinos. Again, they're traitors. They're Benedict Arnolds. They're American sellouts. Are shipping off ballots to be counted by liberal cities. No chain of custody, folks. Everything is corrupt. Nothing is real. Everything is fraud in America. And some good news. Cass and Alcona County, GOP in Michigan, vote to rescind 2020 presidential election, joining Texas, GOP, Maricopa County, Wisconsin, some Wisconsin counties. Look, the whole election should be rescinded, should be decertified. I am blue in the face. I'm out of breath talking about all this fraud. All right. Well, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go to healthcare real quick, and then I'm going to go into economy, and then I'm going to try to get to some general news. So I'm going to speed things up a little bit, folks, but there's a lot of information you need to hear. So starting with healthcare, athlete deaths are up 1,700% higher than expected since the COVID vaccine rollout. 1,700%. You know, when people say an increase, it will say double digits. Oh, my God, double digits. This is quadruple digits, people. Way up in the quadruple digits. Next, there's a video out there, and I've seen a bunch of these. But they get censored, they get deleted, they get messed with, and they just get deplatformed. And basically, it's this beautiful young lady, and she's a healthcare worker, and she's speaking out, and she basically says, my unvaccinated friends were the smart ones, because she is major vaccine injured. So many people are. And we know that Dr. David Martin on USA Watchdog.com, I mentioned this article a few times, or this interview, pardon me, that he says that 700 million people in the world are going to die as of the amount of people who have taken the vaccines. In the U.S., 70 to 100 million over the next 5-6 years are going to die. I don't say this lightly. I never mention articles like that or information or statistics and data like that unless it comes from physicians, researchers, scientists, and people who are credible. This is a catastrophe. Remember the MP in Germany, what she said. Remember Dr. Sherry Tenpenny? She actually said that those numbers regarding the carnage is undercounted, underrated. That's how sad this is. And a physician, a well-known physician in the UK, basically came out and said, if anybody took even one shot, they will be dead. They'll have a shorter life. This information needs to get out. Now, there is a lot of good news. I'm reading that over 70% of people aren't taking the next shot. So if they took three, they're not taking the fourth. If they took two, they're not taking the third. If they took one, they're not taking the second. If they took zero, they're definitely not taking one. So well over three quarters of the people have figured out the lies of the Faucis of the world, and they are going to the independent media and doing their own reading, research, and verification. All right, speaking of Fauci, I want you to listen up here. Anthony Fauci and the NIH fund China's military-run labs using U.S. taxpayer money. So they're not just killing you. They're robbing you while you're dying, while your immune system is going south. This is Fauci in 1999. And these are all quotes for the next couple articles here. You wouldn't want to vaccinate everyone with a new vaccine because sometimes long-term negative effects manifest after more than a decade. Can you believe this? Jeffrey Tucker, Fauci has done incalculable damage throughout the world. Next, this is Fauci just the other day. This is his quote. I didn't recommend locking anything down, unquote. This is Fauci's quote in October of 2020. I want you to think about this guy is not only running loose, he's going to be retiring with the biggest pension in American history. I want you to think about that. as all your friends and family are dying and losing their immune system and getting sick. This is Fauci from October 2020, after he says he didn't recommend locking everybody down the other day. Quote, I recommended to the president that we shut the country down, unquote. I'm reading these articles, folks. Look, I really, really try hard to mention published articles and interviews in the public domain. I don't make this stuff up purposely. Next, Fauci complains that Americans will not adhere to authorities. Oh, my gosh. Have you heard just from when I say us, I mean the independent media, all the lies and the gaslighting done? Look at the planned scam. Look at the red flags that's occurred with this plandemic. Liability immunity for Big Pharma. Not releasing data for 75 years. And thank God, a judge stepped up on that. Rare. How about a recovery rate for COVID being 99.7%? And that's with two comorbidities. How about hospitals and doctors getting paid huge amounts for COVID diagnosis and remdesivir, which I think doctors nicknamed that when death is near? How about getting paid for COVID death certificates? How about all the articles and interviews on the cover-ups and censorship of the facts that we've given? How about all the information of immune systems crashing that we've given? All the increase in deaths, all the change in definitions, including vaccinations. How about the demonization of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and first-line treatment? How about all the good doctors and scientists who were fired who spoke up? How about the government classifying and or declassifying so many deaths? And COVID was a big one because they need to scare the people. People with motorcycle accidents, boating accidents, you name it. They got COVID. Do you remember what FEMA called that, or what was that man's name, Martinez? I don't know. I mentioned that article on the air where he lost his, 15-year-old son. He was a great father. He loved his kid. And FEMA called him and asked him if they could reclassify his death as COVID. It's all a scam, people. All these mandates, they're illegal. It's against the Nuremberg Code. There is no valid COVID test to this date. Ask Dr. Jane Ruby and many other doctors. There's no valid COVID test. Even the powers that be admitted that the PCR test was fraud, and guess what? They're still using it today. This drug is EUA and not approved. It's emergency approved. It's not really approved. It's all a scam, folks. All of it. And Fauci is literally out there wondering why people don't adhere to authorities. You've got to be kidding me. Next, 44-year-old Canadian doctor dies unexpectedly. Sixth Canadian doctor to die within 2 weeks. Toronto doctor dead in July. University of Washington hoops player dies of cardiac event at age 20. Top Chef alum dies unexpectedly of heart attack at 46. Folks, I could do the whole broadcast, the whole two-hour broadcast with just those. Next, World Health Organization calls for social media companies to immediately
easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call. That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheepin sitting in for Vincent Finelli. I'm just going to get back into it because I'm running out of time. The World Health Organization calls for social media companies to immediately censor any information that goes against the official monkeypox narrative. We talked about this earlier in the broadcast. First of all, social media is self-incrimination platforms. It's when you combine government and big corporations, whether it be social media or anything, and they share each other's infrastructure, that's called fascism, to eliminate truth, okay? Bribing platforms and big tech to censor misinformation is illegal. We have to stop listening to people who have credentials. They're posers. They're fakers. Credentials mean nothing in America today. Okay, I got to move on. World Health Organization declares monkeypox a global health emergency. You ready for this? This article is just a few days old. With just 5 deaths in the world and 99 cases afflicting mostly homosexual and bisexual men and some children. And you got to ask yourself, how do they get it? It's too disgusting to say it out loud, but I know what everybody's thinking. Next, communist scientists who advocated masks and lockdowns forever given top job at the World Health Organization. Well, look, this is how they do it. Remember all the data that we've given over the years and today about the fraud. People get the grants. People get the subsidies. People get the money, the protection, the bailouts if they sell the narrative. And masks, we know what the purpose is. I've mentioned this many times. 3 main purposes for masks. 1, it's a tool to make the populace submissive conformity, basically make them fall in line. Two, it's a fear porn flag. It shows that you need to be careful. You need to be scared. So when people are scared, the powers that be know they can basically sell anything to the people. And mostly it's anonymity to the criminals, whether it be Antifa, Black Lives Matter, even our own sold-out FBI, it doesn't matter. It gives anonymity and hides the identity of the people who are doing the wrong thing. Next, Congressman warns DNA collected in ancestry kits are used to create targeted bioweapons. Do you think? Don't give up your DNA, folks. Next, senior physician warns aggressive and unusual cancers following COVID vaccination are on the rise in Sweden. Look, they're on the rise everywhere because your immune system is being destroyed. Next, more lies. Joe Biden claims the majority of people dying from COVID are not up to date on their shots. It's the exact opposite. The people who are dying and getting COVID are the people who are taking the shots because they lost their immune system. How many thousands of these articles have we given? My God. I mean, they think you're so dumb. Next, U.S. traffic fatalities skyrocketed across the board in 2020 and 21, reaching highest level in decades. And guess what the title is? Vaccidents. Remember that? We've given that term vaccidents many times. Think about that. Reaching highest level in decades. Next, government data shows fully vaxxed account for more than 90% of COVID deaths in the UK. And unfortunately, my brothers and sisters up in Canada, that's even worse for them. Next, post-vaccine clots taken from deceased individuals contain surprising amounts of metals. We've talked about this. Next, Tucker Carlson exposes big farmers' murderous antidepressant scheme. Drugs for depression cause birth defects, sexual dysfunction, and suicide. Folks, every drug, your homework assignment is to read the adverse events, read the side effects, read the contraindications. If you're going to accept Rockefeller synthetic medication, you need to do some homework. Just like Dr. Sheely says on this program, he says if you go from acute to chronic, and you take those drugs, meaning the Rockefeller synthetic drugs, for more than 6 months, that's when the drug is starting to kill you. Okay? And I'm paraphrasing him, but it's pretty doggone close to a quote, because I've interviewed him several times. Next, woke doctor claims parents who don't chemically castrate their children are child abusers. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Look, anybody who takes their kids to school today, you really got to think twice. Look, trans queer groomer teaches preschool kids. Mother loses custody of daughter for refusing trans status. She's a group.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Voters in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington State will vote in primaries today. And in the case of Kansas, they will decide the abortion issue for their state. As the Biden administration leadership role on the world stage is less than stellar, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken called on China not to escalate tensions when Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, lands in Taipei sometime today. This comes after China has issued a threat of war with the United States if Pelosi visits.
If the speaker does decide to visit and China tries to create some kind of crisis or otherwise escalate tensions, that would be entirely on Beijing. We are looking for them in the event she decides to visit.
Taiwanese officials say her jet will land within the hour. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Trying to navigate the tax impact of inheriting an individual retirement account has become more complicated since the IRS proposed new rules in February. The rules on inherited IRAs were most recently changed in the 2019 Secure Act, which introduced a new 10-year payout rule for inherited accounts from the lifetime payback in the old law. With all the Biden intertwining with China, as exposed in the Biden laptop, can President Biden be trusted to put America first in the face of China? Gordon Chang lived and worked in mainland China and Hong Kong for just about 2 decades. Chang has been elected twice as a trustee of Cornell University. Gordon on Fox News says Biden cannot be trusted to do the right thing for America.
No, we can't trust President Biden to put America first. We can't even trust him to put us somewhere in the middle of his list of priorities. You know, in that phone call with Xi Jinping, when Xi Jinping threatened the life of the president, Biden should have hung up. But we know that this extraordinarily weak posture has actually made this crisis worse. Last Wednesday, when Biden offhand told reporters that the Pentagon didn't think it was a good idea that Speaker Pelosi go to Taiwan, we heard China ramp up its already dire rhetoric. So what Biden was doing was inviting the Chinese to actually try to influence his administration more. This actually made things a lot more tense than they needed to be.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today.
God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
All right, folks, last half an hour of the broadcast. I'm going to shortcut my shortcuts here. And I did an article about a woke doctor claiming that parents who don't chemically castrate their children are child abusers. I know that sounds unbelievable, but I think we all believe what's happening today because the depopulation is a real thing. And I went off into a little tangent about why you want to send your kids to public government schools. And one last article here that I didn't get to before the break was drag queen teacher transforms classroom into LGBT nightclub. We're living beyond Twilight Zone here, folks. If I was a writer for a nefarious magazine or some type of Twilight Zone show, I couldn't come up with this stuff. I'm not kidding you. Okay, next, universe. University scientists accused of doctoring Alzheimer's research results to promote a new drug. Of course. VAERS data, more people have suffered brain injury from COVID vaccines than from all other vaccines in the past 30 years. All other. I don't make this stuff up. This is VAERS data. This is data that's been proven to only report at best 1% of true data. Do you remember the articles I've given in the past where brain injuries from the COVID vaccine was up 2,000%? Remember all the articles on vaccidents, one I gave today? All the articles of people losing it on planes and everywhere else and road rage? You think that's by accident? No. Next, hundreds of healthcare workers who were fired for refusing COVID jabs are winning a multi-million dollar settlement. So hold your ground, folks. This is all against the Nuremberg Code. This is against the Geneva Convention. This is against HIPAA regulations. This is against the Hippocratic Oath. It's against pretty much everything, okay? Next, FDA, gender-affirming pharmaceuticals can cause children to go blind. Can you imagine if the FDA is saying this? How bad it must be. All right, folks, what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop here because of time. I'm going to go into economics, and you tell me if people are doing their job. You tell me if America is looking better to you, even though Joe Biden and the Democrat Party and the sellout traitor rhino Republicans are saying that things are looking better. Not even close. Okay, next. Democrat tax hikes to hit small business and manufacturers the hardest. I'm going to make a little comment here in a moment. Weekly wages, incomes adjusted for inflation are falling off a cliff. Falling off a cliff. This will hit demand harder than any interest rate hike. Biden literally had a meeting with CEOs about the economy entering the recession, and he's using words like stable and steady growth. This is how stupid they think you are. Next, 45% of independent restaurants couldn't even pay their July rent, and that was up 7% from the month before. Does this look like a healthy economy, people? Billionaire-funded Eco Group is buying up farmland and taking it out of production in America, not to mention Gates and Bezos in China. This is the modern-day version of an army surrounding a castle and starving them out. That's exactly what they're doing to us right now. Next, U.S. News, Biden using air marshals to escort border crossers ahead of release into American communities. These people, to keep their job, federal workers are selling out the American people to plant more illegal, unvetted immigrants, mostly military-age men, across the country to take our jobs, to take our food, and everything else from insurance, everything is going to be cost-shifted to you. They're doing everything to undermine law-abiding citizens. Biden promised no tax hike if you make less than $400,000 a year. Remember that? I do. I mentioned that article months and months and months ago, maybe a year ago. Well, the Inflation Reduction Act is now going to tax everyone who makes over $30,000 a year. Congratulations, America. You're going broke. And J.P. Morgan is caught rigging the gold price again. Look, this is why we need action. People. This is why we need conferences, meetings. We need ideas and solutions meetings. We need practice what you preach laws. We have to expose the hypocrisies and double standards. We got to judge by, you know, the pick effect, everything. We have to have citizen review boards, homeschool ideas, laws of excess, public forums, all the things that you've heard me say for years, self-sufficiency preparedness schools with homeschool databases. We need Small Businesses Alliance so we can share costs and liabilities. We need to read and research and verify. We need to act like citizens who expect the government to work for us and not the other way around. We have to have uncomfortable conversations every day at every venue or we're about to lose America, folks. Okay. Leaked Bank of America memo. Quote, we conditions for American workers will get worse. The big banks, the central banks, that's what they want, people. This is why we need, look, we need action. We need to use cash. And small and medium-sized business has to think outside the box. There should be a cash price, which is a lot less, because if you're renting for $1,200 a month, you have to make $1,800, $1,900 a month gross. So if you had a cash price, it's going to help small businesses. We need Plan B. All this inflation, no inflation, transitory inflation, it's all BS. We need to use silver and gold for small business. If small business goes down, folks, everything goes down. Everything. We need to have small business alliances to buy products in bulk to share costs, or else we're going to have no prosperity and the elites are going to control everything. Everything is going to be a Q or a QR code or whatever, and we're going to be dependent on a digital, centralized, tyrannical, world government-controlled system. I don't think you want that, do you? And by the way, a little sidebar note here, folks. I got a little note here. August 20th and 21st, Mike Lindell on frankspeech.com is going to have some big information. August 20th and 21st, this could be live streamed on frankspeech.com. I don't know if you need an app, but you need to look at that. Okay, moving on because of time. Manchin-Schumer bill cuts emissions in half in 8 years. They want to take away your cars, folks. They want to take away everything. You won't be able to live because you're not going to have power, energy, or food. Next, Fed rate hike to unleash avalanche of home foreclosures and market drops. Absolutely. I'm reading about it happening right now. The only good news is that it's a minimum 5 months before they kick you out of the home, maybe a little more. But what they're doing is they're not kicking people out right now, and maybe the banks are going to sell everything to all these investment companies, the Black Rocks, the Blackstones. So they finalize a basically a renter class. Next, in the past, Chinese investors purchased $6.1 billion worth of property in the U.S. after being banned by other countries. This is what's happening, folks. This is real. These are published articles in the public domain. I do my best to vet its authenticity. Next, the FBI is now raiding safe deposit boxes of perfectly innocent Americans and seizing its contents. This is all economic-based, and none of it is good news. Future plans for the non-elite, no meat, no dairy, very little clothing, no cars, and almost zero air travel. I know we can talk about each of these articles for an hour. We don't have time. Las Vegas issues dire warning, only 50 days left of water. Look, folks, water is blue gold. I don't care if it's a city, a community. I don't care if it's a household. If you don't have water, the value of your property goes down dramatically from every angle you look at. And when I say water, I mean potable water, clean, uncontaminated, not city municipal water. Next, U.S. issues fifth emergency notice of sale of crude oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and depletes another 20 million barrels. Folks, if we get attacked, we won't even be able to protect ourselves because we won't have power. Next, World Economic Forum calls it for an end of car ownership. Well, we've discussed this. Next, the U.S. can't stop printing. Every week there's $100 billion for Ukraine, $200 billion for defense, $300 billion for chips. Look, when you print money left and right, you lose consumer confidence. It's not just the word inflation. You have no purchasing power. And basically, Laura Logan even said that they're giving Social Security numbers to illegal aliens at the U.S. border. Less jobs, less money, more Cloward and Piven type breaking the system, and that's exactly what's happening. I'm going to stop right here, folks. I'm looking at the time. I'm going to go into some general category here because this is all information you need to listen to, you need to know about. Okay, Los Angeles and citizen requirements for government jobs. I'm going to repeat that because I know some of you might have fallen off your chair. Los Angeles ends citizenship requirement for government jobs. You cannot degrade the U.S. citizen and we the people more than this, that's being happening right now in America. It's not that just the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, the CDC, the FDA, the World Health Organization, the AMA, the NIH, Big Pharma, hospital, bankers, politicians, judges, lawyers, courts, everything, academia, the woke military, everything is not earned. Everything's by group and nepotism connection. There's value in America for everything across the board is gone by design. This is all planned. Next, 75% of Democrat voters want someone other than Joe Biden in 24. This is CNN poll. Can you imagine what the real numbers are? I've read the approval rate for Joe Biden is in the upper single digits. Next. Hollywood camera operator sentenced to 6 months house arrest after threatening to kill Matt Gaetz. But yet all these peaceful protesters on January 6th, they're going to jail for years. And someone who threatened to kill Matt Gaetz is under house arrest. Hollywood. Speaking of Hollywood, Kevin Costner goes all in for Liz Cheney. Can you imagine that? He's selling the American people out. See, Hollywood people, they don't care about their acting. They don't care about anything. They care about using their celebrity to sell out the American people. That's what they use them for. It's no difference than a mainstream media journalist. They're all sellouts. They don't care about you. They represent the elite. That is it. We'll be right back, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy?
One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net, that's bestwhyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
All right, everybody. I want to thank everybody for being here. I didn't even come close to giving all the information I wanted to give to you today. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to rattle off as much information going into the end of the broadcast. This is the last segment. It's only a few minutes long. And I want to thank you again for being here. Please do your homework. Do the action. Have the uncomfortable conversations. We need to wake people up. We all need to participate. Being an American is not a spectator sport. Not anymore. All right. Biden met with 14 of his son's business associates. Do you know how many times this guy lied and said he doesn't know anything about his business? Never met with any of them. Doesn't know what he does. Look, folks, the victims, the people who are really selling these anti-white narratives, anti-male narratives, are attacking the poor middle-class white males. Look at Joe Biden's kid. Look at Kerry's kid, Pelosi's kid, Romney's kid. They're part of the elite group. Look at Bezos, Gates, Ted Turner. He's got half a dozen kids, I believe. Gates, Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Morgans, the Carnegies, Zuckerberg, Kissinger. They all have protectionist group status, and for their kids, their kin, including their white males. It has nothing to do with this white male stuff. It has everything to do with attacking the poor and middle-class white males who has no representation. Because the elites have protectionist group status. Speaking of, Elon Musk's dad says he isn't proud of him and urges the world's richest man to lose weight. Elon, you really want to make your dad proud? Contact me. Let's create a self-sufficiency preparedness school and wake people up. Let's give them skill sets. Let's teach them about food and soil and water and shelter and energy. Let's build skill sets. Let's get people self-sufficient. Let's save lives, Elon. Do something. Next, ammo companies say packages shipped with UPS mysteriously go missing. Folks, if we lose our guns, everyone's going to be chipped, from people to livestock. You want to have a house, you want to have land, you want to have sovereignty, you want to have freedom, you want to have liberty, you're going to have a digital currency, and 90% of people are going to be dead. because the elite want you dead. They admit it. It's on video. Even Bill Gates talks about it. The biggest proponent of this vaccine. All right, I got to move on. The Democrat New Jersey councilwoman literally ran over a cyclist and then takes off. Hit and run. Next. Climate alarmist groups plans to shut down D.C. to pressure Biden into declaring climate emergency. In other words, more tyranny, less freedom, less liberty, more laws, and possibly martial law. Something needs to be done. Former Dallas Fed chair says Pelosi appears to have taken advantage of insider information. Something needs to be done. The title of this article is Crooks Get Caught. Get caught doing what? She's flying around the world on the taxpayer dollar right now. Are you kidding me? Gosh! Nobody in government or big corporations are doing their job. No one. No one standing for principle of the rule of law. No one. Zero. It's a joke. Boy, our soldiers who fought for this country, the Democrats are right. They did die in vain. What a shame. Next, DNA proves illegal alien raped and impregnated a 10-year-old girl who sought abortion. Look, we talked about this under Ideas and Solutions many times. If somebody who's unvetted, who's illegal in this country, does a crime, all the attorneys, all the judges, all the politicians who voted for this gets their net worth confiscated, and it goes to the victims' families. This isn't rocket science, folks. There's no accountability in this country for anything, unless you're one of the little guys who are taking away your freedoms and liberties. Next, now Squad is claiming guns marketed using white supremacy. AOC cites tattoo in an ad supporting. We've gone beyond stupid and Twilight Zone, people. Beyond it. But they never mention, you know, Ted Turner, the Bezos, Gates, the Rockefellers, the Rothschild, the Zuckerberg. How about, who's that? Michael Moore, whose bodyguard got arrested, who carries a gun. Republican Party threatens President Trump if he announces running in 2024. That shows how corrupt the system is. Senator Grassley says FBI agents are deeply involved in stopping any Hunter Biden investigation. Andy Biggs says corrupt DOJ and FBI illegally suppressed information on Hunter Biden. U.S. FBI agents are being encouraged and incentivized to reclassify cases as domestic extremism. That's illegal. Next, internet hoaxes go viral on deep state operative Ray Epps. Unbelievable, folks. We appreciate you being here.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.